Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up from the NRIA.net studios in New York. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. On this Tuesday, Christmas music is back all the time on certain radio stations and in many stores. There are still 26 days before Christmas. So this music, constantly played, can drive you crazy. Now, I know we're not forced to listen, but Aunt Emma wants a holly golly Christmas. She loves Mariah's All I Want for Christmas Is You, Elvis's Blue Christmas, Crosby's White Christmas. Aunt Emma may draw the line at Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. At least I hope she does. You don't hear that many Christmas carols, standards like Silent Night, Joy to the World. You don't hear them on the radio. No. It's George Michael's Last Christmas, Don Henley's Please Be Home for Christmas, Madonna's Santa Baby, one of the absolute worst. So, I am a Grinch on this Christmas song overplay. I do not want to hear many of these terrible songs, but I do want you to have a very nice Christmas season. And please don't get run over by a reindeer. Now this.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/Bill. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/B-I-L-L.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.